Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Look out, Sharia's coming. Now, if you're listening today and don't know who she is, I hope you will listen for the next 5 or 6 weeks to learn that Sharia is not a woman, but a system of law that is intended to govern all of life. You see, Sharia is Islamic law and represents the traditional interpretation of the Quran and Hadith, which contain the teachings and examples of Muhammad. These two sources are considered the final authorities in all matters of faith and conduct for a Muslim. And after the death of Muslim Muhammad, Sharia laws codified the teaching to provide Muslims directions on how their life was to be governed under Allah. Now, to be fair to the subject, we must acknowledge that 5 schools of law developed in the early years after Muhammad, so that Sharia law is not exactly the same in all Islamic countries, and not all Muslim countries follow Sharia law to the letter. Just like in the Christian world, there are modernists, traditionalists, and so-called fundamentalists, so there is some diversity in the Islamic world. But despite some different interpretations, if we follow the Quran and Hadith, there are some basic concepts whereby we can define classic Sharia, which we will try to do in the weeks to come. One thing is very clear, and that's very basic to Islamic theology, and it's the concept that Islam is a theocracy, whereby there is no separation of church and state, and Allah is to rule in both the religious and political issues of life. The Quran makes it very clear that all the world is to be ruled by Allah and His laws, and what is obvious in Islam is that Muslims then are not to be ruled by non-Muslims. Listen to some of the teachings of the Quran. Surah 459 says, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger, Muhammad, and those in authority among you. In other words, only Muslims can rule Muslims. Surah 1, 141 says, And never will Allah grant to the unbelievers a way to triumph over the believers. This distinction between Islam and the world is further illustrated by the fact that Islam divides the world into 2 categories, Dar el-Islam, the house of Islam, and Dar el-Harb, the house of war or the house of the sword. By definition, then, any nation that is not Islamic is thereby at war with Islam, an enemy that needs to be conquered until all men say, There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. One of the most influential Islamic scholars of modern times therefore said that Muslims have a duty to overthrow non-Islamic governments. He said, The foremost duty of Islam in the world is to dispose of unbelievers from the leadership of man and to take the leadership into its own hands and enforce the particular way of life, which is Islam. And if you ask who this scholar was, he was Sayyid Qutb, one of the originators of the Muslim Brotherhood. He also added, It is a duty of Islam to annihilate all such systems as they are obstacles in the way of a life wholly dedicated to Allah. And of course, then that includes our democratic way of life and explains some of the recent tensions in Egypt and the Middle East. Now, as we study this subject, we understand something very important. The fundamental mission of Islam is to rule the world and bring everyone into submission to Allah. Listen again to what the Quran teaches. Muslims are to fight until persecution is no more and religion is for Allah. Surah 2, 190. Muslims are to fight until there is no more disbelief and the religion will be for Allah alone. Surah 8:39. Muslims are to fight until there prevail faith in Allah altogether and everywhere. Surah 8:39. Of course, these and other verses are what is then legitimately used to justify jihad. But the introduction of Sharia is also part of the strategy. As stated by one source, implementing Sharia is the agenda of political Islam, whereby true Muslims are required to relinquish all control of personal, business, family, and religious life to the rulings of the Sharia authorities, and the goal is to create by whatever means a one-world order united under Islam, where church and state are one. But in the process, you must also understand, that means to replace Western laws, customs, cultures, and civilizations, and our Constitution. That is where we will be on the lookout for what is called creeping Sharia. That refers to the incremental adoption of Sharia, in which a single example may seem harmless, but taken together, it represents a pattern of intention to prevail until religion is for Allah alone. So as I said in the beginning, look out, Sharia is coming. Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.